This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, 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 you're going to have a good hour. Don't go anywhere. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going to join me to discuss, remember, this guy is called the last, six presidential elections. Right? Even Trump, when nobody else wanted to hear about Trump. He believes that we're going to have a conservative wave in November. He won't call it a red wave or a Republican wave. He's calling it a conservative wave. And I tend to agree with him. I still say the same thing. The left has no message. What is the message? Let me know. I'd love to hear it. I don't know what it is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And it's not a matter of me just beating on Democrats to beat on Democrats, because that's not what I'm doing. I mean, I'm serious when I say there's no message. We've asked this question a million times. I hear it bouncing all over the interweb. Does Trump really have power to sway an election? Because everybody hates him, right? I mean, seriously, right? And you know, he's got one of the highest approval ratings ever from within the Republican Party. So when I hear people say he's not even popular in his own party anymore, that's not true. And here's what they're taking. You have a lot of people who will say, I don't like the way he acts. I don't like the way he says stuff. I don't like the way he treats people. But I love what he's doing. I love what he's getting done. Well, apparently you can't have it both ways. You know why you can't have it both ways? And you know the proof? Look at the previous presidents. You can't have somebody who says Jerusalem is the capital of Israel and doesn't do anything to prove it. It's all lip service. Okay, presidents have talked about moving the embassy. He moves it, and he's a bad guy. He's going to cause World War VII. By the way, if he caused all the wars that they said he was going to cause, we'd be like a World War XV. So apparently, Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach is making history, becoming a GOP nominee for Kansas governor after unseating the incumbent governor, Jeff Collier, in the primary election. And remember, it isn't totally finished yet. It's really close. They're not calling for recounts, though. But what I love about this is Trump gave him his thumbs up. Right? Trump gave him his endorsement. Now, this is the first time, well, this year, that an incumbent governor has lost his election and a major win for Trump's America First. See, what they do to scare people is if you want America First, that means you're a white supremacist. But it's not what I mean when I say America First. I don't care what color you are. I don't care how tall, how short, how fat, how thin. I don't care. If you love this country, and you want this country to be your home, you want this country to do well, you're willing to do what it takes to make this country better, and you are a citizen, whether naturalized or born here, then America First shouldn't upset you, shouldn't scare you. Now he's got to face off. Kobach will have to face off in the general election against the Planned Parenthood endorsed Democrat Laura Kelly. I mean, the far left wing. She's from the far left wing of the Democrat Party. What I find amazing about this, and nobody seems to be upset about it. Well, people on our side are. Here you got Planned Parenthood taking millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars every year, taxpayer dollars, mind you. And they're using it to run candidates. Now, that's how you know that's not true. They don't tell you, no, it's not true that they get money from the government for abortions. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that isn't true that they've been caught doing. Right? I mean, it's kind of like with Planned Parenthood, when you caught your teenager doing something and they look at you with the big wide eyes and go, what? They get caught all the time. And what I love the left does is when they say things like, hey, oh, I should go, you know, no, I got to do it. I got to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. More news that went flying by that that none of the mainstream outlets covered. Right? Did you catch last week when a federal judge issued a ruling on James Comey evidence, on his evidence, right? Sarah Carter reported that the government watchdog Judicial Watch had filed a motion in the U.S. District Court of the District of Columbia requesting that the Department of Justice preserve records from former FBI Director James Comey, and especially the one from his email, his personal email account. Because once you use government property to send and receive emails, to send and receive messages, it now becomes in the public domain. The organization announced Tuesday that the Department of Justice had been ordered to preserve those email records and must review the release at any response. Okay? None of them are exempt. The court ruled that the DOJ is ordered to take all the necessary and reasonable steps to assure that any records that are potentially responsible, I like the word any, even if they smell like they're part of it, they need to be preserved. You know, these guys were above the law way too long. These guys had way too much power way too long. They were like kids set loose in a candy shop. Disgusting. And it's wrong. Dr. Romero joins Joe after the break. That would be me. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side, CCN Live. We'll be back in just a little bit. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. Newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. Newcar99.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. You came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister, and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July.
I wish I could set off fireworks in the studio. Be perfect, right? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And look, be part of the conversation. Get involved. Tell your friends about the show, your loved ones. your unloved ones. I mean, listen, if you got somebody who's got a low blood pressure problem, just turn them into the show. Seriously, we'll help them out here. I guarantee it. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. Now, this couldn't happen at a better time. I got to tell you, for real. So, you know, I'm sitting there today. You guys are always asking me about, you know, God, we're going to be able to beat the Democrats. What's going to happen? Are we going to lose the House? Are we going to lose the Senate? And I keep saying, no. Right? And you're going, how do you know? Well, I don't know. I don't have a clue. I always tell you, I bring on people that have a clue. I don't have the clue. But Dr. Gerard Lomero does. He's an author, a political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. He doesn't do polling. He does forecast models. And Dr. Lomero is the author of 5 books and is a popular TV talk and radio show host. I mean, guest. What he's doing here, I don't know. Anyway, Dr. Lomero, always a pleasure to have you with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you. You're a fantastic host. You've got a great show that people love.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Hey, listen, let me ask you, and I said it in the last segment, and then I blew it when I had you on the phone, which was, you're not calling for a Republican wave or a red wave, as you would. You're actually talking about a true and honest and real conservative wave coming up here shortly, aren't you?
And by the way, that a forecast I made was made months and months ago, and for a conservative wave, and since then the numbers have gotten better. So the forecast looks even stronger, and the Democrats continue to dig a big hole for themselves where they're going to lose a lot of elections. So, yes, we're not going to have a blue wave. We're not going to have a blue ripple. We're not going to have a blue trickle. We're not going to have a blue drop, and we're not even going to have a red wave. We are going to have a conservative wave. The House and the Senate will turn out officially to be Republican by color, red, but they are going to be much more conservative than they are currently. That is going to make all the difference in the world next year, because a whole lot of things are going to pass that are currently stuck in the Senate.
You know, again, they have, what was it, last I checked, it was like 370 bills sitting in the Senate that have been pushed over there by the Congress that they hadn't moved on yet. And I'm always sitting there thinking, what are you waiting for? What are you holding on to? Don't you know what you're doing as a whole? You think that President Trump's message that we need more Republicans, should his message be we need more conservatives in the Congress?
Well, his message should be he needs more people that support his agenda. And that's precisely the people who are winning. In other words, we're seeing numbers now that look much better than even I anticipated. You know, I had the forecast, but the numbers are playing out just right on schedule. And we are seeing that people who, they're trying to out-Trump each other. You know, like they, in the Republican primaries, well, I'm going to support the president more than you are, and I'm better for the president. And then you have the Democrats who are acting like, oh, well, I'm pretty conservative these days, you know. They're making believe they're conservative, and most people don't buy that anymore because they know the Democrats are pretty much off the deep end, and if they thought they were normal, all they have to do is read about Mueller's investigation or read about Antifa and the fact that the Democrats don't balk at Antifa. They let it go by. They let it slide because that's their support.
You know, I told people, you do a different thing. You don't poll people.
Right.
You do would you explain what a forecast model is?
Sure. Well, I'll explain what the difference with polling. Polling is you call 1,000 people, more or less, randomly, and you have a model for, you know, like there's so many blacks in America, so many, you know, and you take those 1,000 and you sort of superimpose it on the model you're using, but they tend to be using 2008 and 2012 models, which are off. And what I do instead is I look at a bunch of variables that are pretty important. I look at things like voter intensity. That means if somebody tells a pollster, we're going to vote for the Republican, the conservative Republican, what's the probability they'll actually show up at the polls and vote? Okay, so I think my numbers are much more accurate because I'm not doing polling per se. I am looking at forecast models and looking at where the variables are going, the registration dynamics. I'm looking at a whole bunch of variables that most people sort of overlook. And guess guess what? These variables are important, and they give you a lot more information than just plain old vanilla polls. And I was just looking at a poll before we got on the air because I was waiting for your call, and I was looking at this, and I said, this poll looks ridiculous. It's off by about 15% from reality.
Wow.
And I'm thinking, why are they doing these polls with these built-in mistakes? And I guess there's only two possibilities. One is they're trying to influence the election with faulty numbers to get conservatives depressed. Or the other option is they just don't realize the electorate has changed. And I think a lot of them don't realize the electorate of 2017, 2018, even 2016 is different than back in 2012. This is not 2012. These elections are not Romney versus Obama. Okay?
Right.
These are much more conservative elections, and the people are much more conservative, and they're looking for much more conservative policies and answers in Washington, and they are getting them.
But what? So where are they getting these numbers about, you know, the big numbers that Dems are going to take back to Congress? Dems are going to take back this. They're going to. I mean, what's leading them in that direction? What's giving them those numbers? What do you think?
What I think is inaccurate polls. That they take traditional polling methods, which aren't necessarily bad, but if you look at the history of polls, you can go back to when they thought Dewey was going to win, you remember, and beat Truman. There are a lot of polls in history that are famous for being wrong, and I'd say the polls in October 2016, I remember getting on all sorts of shows in October 2016, and they were telling me, well, like this one poll says Hillary's got the election by 17%. I said, I don't believe it. My models say that Trump's going to win. And I kept saying that for a month. And so it's just a case of using numbers that are off. I mean, numbers don't mean anything if you've got bad assumptions.
Yeah, like at the end, yeah. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Dr. Gerard Lomero is going nowhere. He'll still be with us on the other side. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A Pennsylvania grand jury report about those girls and boys allegedly sexually abused by Roman Catholic priests and six dioceses says that the real number of victims could actually be in the thousands. The report found a huge cover-up going all the way to the Vatican. State Attorney General Josh Shapiro.
The cover-up was sophisticated, and all the while, church leadership kept records of the abuse and the cover-up.
Notre Dame theologian Candida Moss.
It's going to be very damaging. The scale of this thing suggests that all of the explanations that it was a few bad apples that were actually responsible for these crimes, that explanation was just false. We're talking about hundreds of priests, we're talking about thousands of people complicit in covering up their abuse and therefore enabling sexual abuse of children.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Hey, there you go.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just getting engaged, being involved. That's a big deal for me. You got to be involved. You can't just sit there yelling at the radio, nodding your head. It doesn't fix anything. Okay? Get informed. That's the other thing. God, I hate when you guys spew party line. It drives me nuts when I hear somebody using catchphrases. And I'll tell you what, when I'm on that other network, all right, I always love when they put me up against a Democratic strategist because they don't have anything. They use party lines, there's no substance, and they usually have absolutely no knowledge as to what's behind that line that they're using. So it's always fun, it's always good to be with them, because again, they only go as deep as the party line that they gave them. So I've asked Gerard Lomero to join me tonight, Dr. Lomero, and he's an author, political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. Big deal. Big difference between forecast models and polls. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be with you.
Always a lot of fun. Now, again, I'm going to repeat it again so people get it. You are calling for a conservative wave, not a red wave, not a Republican wave, but an actual conservative wave coming in November, aren't you?
Yes, and that conservative wave is going to consist of pro-Trump people and pro-freedom people. They're going to be much like the Freedom Caucus, many of them, and they are going to be supporting the basic principles that Trump has been espousing. There's going to be, I think, in the next 2 years, another tax cut to finish the job that wasn't quite done before. There's going to be legislation to finish getting rid of Obamacare. Basically, it's going to be an agenda that's built on the previous successes of the president. By the way, if I haven't mentioned it to you already, the latest Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta's forecast model, and I like forecast models, of GDP growth in the United States for the current quarter, the current 3 months, is 5%. Right now we're at 4.1% GDP growth. That's phenomenal. When Trump took over his job, it was 1.2%, anemic, weak, terrible. Obama economy. It's now up to 4.1%, which is phenomenal. And the Federal Reserve Bank of Atlanta forecast model now says we're going to see 5% in the third quarter.
That no is way.
Outstanding.
Well, no.
Outstanding.
They said it couldn't be done, can't happen, he's pie in the sky, and all this other stuff. And now they're calling, they're forecasting that it's going to hit that as well. You know, I get the biggest kick out of the fact that Obama and others said that you couldn't bring coal, you wouldn't bring manufacturing back. Manufacturing's on the rise. They're worried about all these trade wars that are going on. I tell you what, I'm not an economist, but I'm looking at this and saying, look, he's using this somewhat as a ploy, but he's using it to level the playing field. You cannot make deals when the other side isn't feeling the pain or the heat, right?
Well, when they don't believe you, when they don't think you're seriously, when they think you're going to cave in, they know he's not going to cave in. And by the way, our trade deals that we have had with other countries, thanks to the liberals in both parties, have been terrible deals. We're the ones who get the short end of the stick every time. And Trump is saying, hey, look, you can't have 200% tariffs and us have none. You know, and he's letting people know this is ridiculous. And you know what? They start thinking to themselves, well, you know, he's got a point. You know, that is pretty lopsided. And by the way, right now, the latest with China, we see them starting to cave in.
Yep.
We see other countries starting to cave in. And by the way, the Chinese are really worried. They don't know how to deal with Trump. They're trying to think, well, now what do we do with this guy? He's actually putting tariffs on our stuff, and he's threatening more. It's like they're really nervous. They don't know how to run something where they're not in charge and in power and can walk all over us like a doormat. They don't know how to deal with somebody who's not a doormat. They're used to Obama.
No, I agree with you. I think it is amazing to me when you look at what they've been doing to us in Europe and China and other places. You have to stop and say to yourself, when do we stop allowing them to take advantage of us? Yeah, and I don't know where the left thinks.
Donald Trump, right now, that's when we do it, and he's doing it, and they're like sitting there in shock, and they're coming around. They're looking like one after another is going to break down, and we're going to wind up with no tariffs. We're not going to be lopsided against us. It's not going to be lopsided against them. It's just going to be free and fair trade, which all economists know produces enormous wealth for both countries.
Yeah, well, you know, I love about that. I do love the zero trade number. You know, everybody said it couldn't be done, and now you've got the leader of the EU coming out here and going, hey, well, let's try to make a shot at doing a zero tariff scenario, and you go, well, wait a minute, I thought they said it couldn't be done.
That's right. By the way, Optimism Index of small businesses just hit a 45-year high, Optimism Index. That's just like yesterday or today, this morning. There's just one good statistic economically after another. And, of course, what is the mainstream, the old mainstream media's focus on? Amarosa.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's important. Because, you know, Amarosa drives the markets. Amarosa drives unemployment. Amarosa, you know what I'm saying? Of course.
Well, right now, Amarosa got to go looking for a good lawyer and has to get through an arbitration. She may wind up going bankrupt writing this book because I think they're going to go after her advance. They're going to go after her royalties.
Oh, they should.
Violating all the non-disclosures that she signed. Does she think you sign those agreements and you don't have to live up to them?
They all do. Come on, look at Stormy Daniels, right? She signs a non-disclosure agreement. I don't care who's been paid what, how, or where, but here's the deal. So all of a sudden you think you're going to get a few more million bucks because he's president now and you don't have to live up to your agreement? I mean, come on. This is where society has gone. This is where these people start believing that nothing really matters. Your word doesn't mean anything. Don't you think that's what threw them in shock over President Trump? Seriously,
well,
he said he was going to do this stuff, and he actually did it.
This is going through arbitration, which means a retired judge makes a decision based on the facts. It's not done in the court of public opinion. She's going to have to deal with reality, and this is going to be a real reality show because I think she will live to regret the day she took on Donald Trump.
Yeah, you know what's really interesting here is nobody, well, the right is, but nobody else is, calling her out Remember when she left the White House, he was fine. He was a smart man. He was brilliant. There was no racism. Remember? It was, none of that stuff was going on. And then all of a sudden, now that she's got the book coming out, wow, he is a racist. He used the N-word on a regular basis. He doesn't know what's going on in the White House. He has no control over everything. I'm going, my God, what did she get hit by a bus and all of a sudden she has a whole different viewpoint of things?
Well, it sounds like, I'll tell you, I listened to several of her interviews and stuff. She's like contradicting herself left and right. She's got a whole bunch of people on the White House staff that are thinking of suing her because they're thinking that, you know, she's saying things that's untrue. We know what Frank Luntz said. It was absolutely a false, what do you call it, a flat-out lie? Or I don't know his back word. But basically, she's going to have to deal with all these people that she thinks she can just criticize. It's no big deal. This is not the reality show. You know, I actually watched the original Trump show, reality show. I watched that thing every week. Right. And I thought she was a villain. And you know what? I think she's still the same person. Oh. And I thought she was really strange in her behavior. And I think she's strange now. But I do think that she's not going to get away without, you know, paying a big price. I think she's going to get hit hard with the judgment by a arbitration judge.
And why is anybody calling her out on the fact that she recorded conversations in the Situation Room? You know, it's done on the honor system. They expect you to check your phones in the lockers or keep them off or whatever. And nobody on the left is calling her out as, you know, again, breaking her nondisclosure, not locking up her phone, not recording conversations. When do we start honoring you breaking the law?
Well, of course, in those kind of situations, if they didn't tape something that was classified, it might not be a law, you know, a broken law, and maybe they wouldn't go after it. But don't forget, too, prosecutors take a while to study the facts and make a decision. She could still get called out a month from now and be indicted for something. I don't know. We have to maybe, or they have to, listen to all of her tapes and see what else they find. Maybe they found some classified information, in which case she broke that law. And there are other possibilities, too. Someone suggested that Trump just classify those tapes and then violated the law.
God, there's so much. There's so much I wish Trump would do. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Dr. Romero will still be with us on the other side of the break. You're listening to Real Side.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home values. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. You're listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You got to get involved and you have to get engaged. You can't just sit there thinking you've got all the answers. You don't even know all the questions. How's that to start with? So you got to really pay attention, find out what's going on, and what you can do to help. And if you don't have any money, because everybody always says, I don't have any money. You don't need any money. You really don't. You can help a candidate by simply sending an email blast to your email list, because people will open an email that comes from you personally. They may not open one that comes from me to say, you know, vote for Joe Smith because he's a friend of mine. They don't know me. They don't care. But if you send one out, it's a whole different animal. So there are things you can do to help your candidate without actually spending any real big bucks. And think about it. Think about what you could do. I brought Dr. Gerard Lomero on with me. He's an author, a political analyst, and an expert on forecast models. He's also an author of 5 books and a popular TV and radio show guest. He does all kinds of interviews, and you know, I'm pretty blessed to get him from time to time. Sometimes I can't get him, but let's enjoy him while we have him. Dr. Lomero, thanks for being with me.
Great to be with you. I enjoy it.
So let's just hit it because we only got about 10 minutes left, and I don't want to lose any real time with you here. We were talking earlier about how during the break I'm going to go to that one. Ocasio Cortez, she supported a boatload of, and so did Bernie. Her and Bernie were hand in hand on the doing that whole socialism love fest. They supported about 7 people, and how many of them were able to win? I forgot.
None. I think everyone that she supported lost, and not even like by minor. In some cases, they lost big time. You know, like maybe they had 4 people, and hers was like number 4.
Wow.
That kind of thing. They were some major, major losses. Remember, she beat Joe Crowley back in New York, in Queens and Bronx district there. She won with 15,800 votes in a district that had 700,000 people. So they had about as low a turnout as you can get. Her turnout is so low, and her answers are so unrealistic, out of touch with reality. She may actually hand the Republicans a red seat because she may not be able to carry her own district.
I like that. I like the 15,000. You're right, though. Maybe. Just maybe. But I'll tell you what. Then I get deflated when I think de Blasio won again. You know, again, they came out in low numbers. They had good candidates. So, you know, New York, forgive me, my New York listeners. New York gets what they voted for. They deserve, what they got down there. But you're probably right. Now, you and I also, when I was talking to you, I said, socialism seems to be on the rise with young people. And you went, no, wait a minute, be careful with that. What do you mean?
Well, I have seen several polls that say, socialism is so popular among younger people, or so popular among Democrats, it's so popular. Well, so then what I usually do is say, okay, show me your numbers, show me your model that's sitting underneath your poll, and think, oh, gee, that doesn't look like the electorate I know of. And so if you use a model that isn't accurate, guess what the results aren't? They're not accurate. And I think a lot of these are overstating. In fact, I saw one poll that had Trump really low and his approval rating low, and they didn't like the economy. That's always a giveaway. If somebody doesn't like 4.1% GDP and all the jobs we've got now, you've got to be suspicious of the numbers. And you start looking and say, well, gee whiz, they oversampled Democrats, they undersampled Republicans, and that's just some of the easier mistakes that they can make. And you look at the numbers and say, you know what, I don't buy this poll. I don't think it's even close.
Yeah, you might be right, because I agree with you. Some of the numbers that I see, some of the things I see them saying about the seats and the Republicans use those numbers to fundraise, and that's usually my first flag that goes up. And I go, whoa, wait a minute, you know. But one of the things we need to talk about, because people can't pull it all together, why do you think that the elections will be more conservative when in all reality, or from the polls that I see, people in this country tend to be becoming a little more liberal or a little more, I don't know, what's the left use the word, inclusive?
Well, I'll tell you what. Again, there's a disconnect with reality. Today we learned that Trump has picked up another 2% among black Americans. You know, right now he's got 31% of black Americans, just to take one simple example. Okay, a few years ago, a Republican running for president would be lucky if they got 5%. And he's got 31% support going into the 2020 election as of now. And the numbers keep going up. A few months ago, it was 22%. Last month, it was 29%. This month, it's 31%.
Wow.
Okay, you keep seeing those numbers change. What we have a revolution literally going on in the country, but it's not toward socialism. It's toward conservatism. One of the things I wrote in my book, Great News for America, written in 2015, published in January 2016, was that we were moving into a conservative era. There are errors in our constitutional history. A different era, and that book, by the way, explains all of it. It goes in the whole, talks about all the big elections that changed America, and if you really want to know what's going on, read that book, and then read the newest book, More Great News for America, because they build on that foundation of those big trends that we're seeing. And a lot of people don't get it. They don't change their underlying models. There's one famous, and I won't mention names because I don't want to criticize people on air, but there's one analytics model, predictive analytics model, which is used essentially like a poll. And they had every presidential election right from 1980 to 2012. 2016, they were wrong. They picked Hillary. Why? And I mentioned it in the book. I said, well, look what they did. They optimized the old era, the way the country was in the last 20 years. They created a good model for that time period, but then they didn't change it this time when the electorate has changed on them. And guess what? They got the wrong answers. So there are things going on, and the American people want more conservative policies, more conservative programs. They want a whole lot less government. They want lower taxes, lower regulations, more freedom. They want morality in government. They want us to clean up the swamp. And that is going to happen, too, after this election. I think the whole Mueller thing is going to blow up in their face after this election. I think Trump is allowing it to take place because he's picking up so many votes of people that are mad about the Mueller investigation.
Yeah, I sometimes feel like you do. I feel like you do sometimes. I think he's letting stuff play out, and he's allowing them to hang themselves. He's allowing them to pull the noose tighter and tighter and tighter.
Right, but I think next year you're going to see all sorts of people that we know the names of being indicted.
Well, if he gets the Congress behind him, if he gets the people he truly needs in the positions, I agree with you. I think he will go for it. But right now, he doesn't have the support.
No, and that's why the American people are smart enough to know they've been trending in this direction toward conservative. They're trending pro-Trump, pro-conservative, pro-freedom. And they're going to continue to do that, and that's why there's going to be a conservative wave. That's why you have people like Jeff Flake and Bob Corker not running for re-election. That's why you have a whole bunch of Democrat senators who are not going to be re-elected. That's why you have Manchin in Virginia, for example, all of a sudden saying he's going to support funding Trump's wall, building the wall. We had that just happen in the last few days. And so they're doing whatever they can to sound pro-Trump, and the next Congress will be pro-Trump and pro-supporting his agenda, and it will be more conservative.
Well, I hope you're right. What do you think about they're saying more and more young people are coming out to vote. I don't buy that. I actually see it dropping off. I see them as feeling still disenfranchised, that they're not getting what they want to get, and I don't see them coming out to vote. What do you think?
It's sort of bifurcating, if I can use that word. You're seeing some of them that are just totally turned off that aren't going to vote, but there's another group that's growing that's starting to think, hey, we need a little conservativeness in our world. And they're doing the opposite. They're moving in the direction of Trump. So you've got some that are turned off, but some that are turned on. And some that are getting very active, and some that are realizing, hey, I'm not allowed to talk on college campus anymore. I thought this was supposed to be free speech. And they're getting turned off. And so what do? Then they get turned on politically to take action.
Wow. I never really, thought about that angle, if you would. Tell people where they can get your book, where they can get more on you, and sign up for your weekly or your email blasts.
Send a blast to anybody other than host the producers.
It's good stuff.
Maybe I'll have to do that someday. But they can read it for free on the website. It's Great News for America, greatnewsforamerica.com. And the two books I recommend, More Great News for America is my current one with my current eight new predictions, and then Great News for America, which tells you where it all started and the conservative trends have really kicked in. And those two books will give you a great, great background. And if you really want to learn about freedom, my previous book, Renewing America.
Well, I'll send it to your website. I appreciate what you do. I appreciate your information very much. And thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate your show.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Asians, that's right, Asians are an excuse for STEM fields.